And speaking of healthcare, last night it looked like a Chicago Cubs fan might need quality HMO after he caught a foul ball that may have cost the Cubs their first trip to the World Series in 58 years. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesk is here with more details. Mike, I know most of Chicago's blaming this fan. He took a foul ball away from a Cubs outfielder for what could have been the crucial out, and the Marlins went on to score 8 runs in that inning. Sounds like an incredibly important play.
Well, it was the sort of play that if the nightly news is going to show one highlight, that's the one it's going to be. And, of course, who can't relate to a fan reaching for a foul ball? And it was, by the way, a foul ball, because if the fan had reached into the field of play, the umpire could have awarded the outfielder Moses Alou the out. But really, when you think about it, so many things had to go wrong after the fan reached for the ball. But the problem for the Cubs is all those things did go wrong. The shortstop made an error. Their young, brilliant pitcher started serving up some hittable pitches. And all of a sudden, what would have been a nice out to have Moises Alou catch that ball instead of the fan turned out to be this crucial play that all of Chicago will bemoan, like the Snodgrass error or the Merkel boner, these great gaffes in baseball history.
Unknown to me, I'm afraid, but you're saying you can't just blame the fan. It's natural that the long-suffering Cubs fans might, though.
Right. And so I decided to ask a long-suffering Cubs fan. You may remember Brad Morris. He was on the show last week trying to convince people to root for the Cubs.
Yeah.
Brad, are you there?
I'm here.
Brad, you were at the game at Wrigley last night. Did the crowd there know immediately what happened like we did because we watched endless replays on TV?
Well, I had a different vantage point. I was at the park, but I was far up on the right field upper deck, and I had my own personal horrifying view. It was easy to tell that a fan had gotten in the way based on the crowd reaction. The expletives were flying in chorus from every direction pretty quickly toward this poor guy. But what was really upsetting was Moises Alou's reaction, and it was easy to know that there was some interference because Moises took the time to throw his glove against his knee a few times and essentially pour all the focus on this play.
So you're saying he sort of took himself out of the game and the Cubs out of the game by overreacting?
Well, it just from where I was sitting, more upsetting than this play that could have gotten an out and kept the inning rolling was the attention that Moises decided to pay to the incident. And it was sort of begging the baseball, gods of legend to kind of, take a closer look at what had just happened, and the goats just started to pour in out of the stands. At that point, it was just a disaster.
Hey Brad, do you think the rest of Chicago is going to be as kind of long-sighted and contemplative as you are on this? I mean, you're very forgiving, it sounds like.
Absolutely not. I fully expect for this guy to be, more difficult to find than Osama bin Laden if the Cubs don't win this game tonight. I feel for the guy in a way that's sort of hard to explain. I mean, the Billy Goat restaurant has been sort of, made famous, or infamous between the cheeseburger sketch on SNL and the Billy Goat curse. And people go there to eat burgers. I'm just not so sure that this guy has anything worthwhile to offer.
Brad, yes. Thank you very much for offering your thoughts. Mike Pesca, thank you. This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.